Guys, it's Aaron here with the Alkaline Radio, and today I thought that we would just talk about some of the foods that we could eat, right? Some of the good foods that we can eat as all of us being in this alkaline lifestyle. You know, I know that eating some of the same things over and over again off of the guide, you know, it kind of gets bland and boring, and I'm like anybody else, you know. I obviously want to like have some good food, right? I like to consider myself a foodie, and I want to try foods that actually taste pretty good, right? So, when I actually first got started in this lifestyle, one of the worst things was the fact that I had to continue to keep eating the same stuff, right? Like quinoa, wild rice, and then I would just continue to cook the same vegetables, like onions, bell peppers, and just like whatever mushrooms, and just put those on top, and use the same seasonings and etc., right? And some of the food was honestly it just didn't taste really good, right? It didn't taste good at all. Well, it did taste good, obviously, but like after a while it just stopped tasting good because you're eating the same thing over and over again, right? Weeks on end, for like 2, 3, 4 weeks, you know, a whole month goes by, you're eating the same thing over and over again, you know, just adding like a little bit of kale and some other stuff to it, you know, it just didn't taste good. So in order to like, either two things were going to happen. Either I was going to stop, I was going to break my habit of eating the right foods, right? Or I was going to, I was going to end up going back to my normal lifestyle. Or I could kind of like, again, just use the internet as a resource and go on there and try to find recipes that people out there. So there's people out. I know that there's so many people out there that have been on this alkaline journey for way longer than I have, right? So like I've been on it for 4 years, so I know that I've seen on the internet there's been people for like 10 years, 15 years, and I know some of you probably even longer than that, right? So I know that a lot of you guys out there are, you know, wiser than me, so you guys know how to make the right foods and how to make them taste good, and you know what I mean, right? So we don't want to eat the same things over and over again, and you know, sometimes you want to eat some of the things that you see everybody else eating, right? So I know for me, like I see some of my friends and family sometimes eating like burgers and pizza and like all this other stuff, right? Fries, ice cream, whatever it is, right? So I know that I'd see this stuff and I'd be like, all right, I'd be like starving because I'm like, I want to try some of that stuff too, right? But I was like, I can't eat it because, you know, I'm on this alkaline lifestyle and, you know, I can't really make those things. Little did I know was that you could just go on the internet and there's people out there that are making so many different things out of the foods that are on the Dr. Sebi guideline, right? So I know that I've seen some people making like empanadas, or I'll even make Jamaican jerk patties every now and then, pizza, burgers, fries, yeah, you name it, they've made it, right? Like I've seen people make cheesecakes, like whatever it is, right? Ice cream. So I saw all of this stuff and I was like, all right, well, I gotta like learn how to start making this stuff myself too, right? So I started scouring the internet and finding some of these amazing alkatricians, I guess I'd call them, right? But these other individuals that are on this alkaline journey, just like me, you, and me and all of you guys, right? I could just give you guys a couple of resources. One of them is Crush Foster. The other one I'd suggest is the Alkatrician. These are on Instagram. You guys could check them out, or they're on Facebook as well. Another one is what was the other one? Another one is actually Ty's Conscious Kitchen. That's another resource I'd give you guys. And those are just three of the ones that I'm just naming off the top of my head. But honestly, there's so many people out there. I think there's another one on Instagram. It's called the Alkaline Vegan. Honestly, there's tons. Just go on Instagram, search alkaline recipes, hashtag, you'll see a bunch of recipes. Go on Facebook, just join Dr. Sebi groups. There's plenty of Dr. Sebi groups out there. Just search them. There's plenty of people out there that are super helpful that are showing you how to create these awesome recipes right from scratch. I still go out and scour the internet sometimes when I want to think of creative ideas of what to make, right? And then I'll throw my little own spin on it, but for the most part, sometimes I'll just do that, right? Like even today, I might just end up doing that, right? I don't know what I'm gonna eat right now, what I'm gonna end up making for dinner right now. So I might end up just going on the internet, which I normally do, just find some inspiration of what some other people have made, you know, like burritos and stuff, and then just kind of get creative with it, right? So I'm just giving you guys like a couple of tips. Those are some great people to go and check out. But a couple of tips I'd just give you, some of you guys that are a little bit newer in this journey, and even some of you guys obviously that have been on this journey, you know, I'd love to hear some of your guys' ideas, maybe even too, right? If you guys ever do have any ideas and any other tips that you guys would like to give me, I'd be more than happy to hear some of those too, right? But like I was saying, just use the internet as your guys' resource, and honestly, that's the best place to go to. And if you ever have any questions or anything, that's a great resource to use, right? Like, again, there's tons of Facebook groups out there. There's tons of people I've seen all over Instagram. Actually, there's so many different groups that I follow personally, right? You guys could just email me if some of you guys want to know specifically all of these, all of the names of every single one of these people that I do follow. But yeah, or you could just find them simply yourselves too. But like I was saying, when you guys do see some of these things, right? I know that for some of you guys, it's obviously tough. Like, you guys maybe don't cook and etc. like that, right? I know that I used to suck at cooking when I first started on this journey, but unfortunately, one of the things, like, I can't speak for some of you guys that are out there, like, in America and all everywhere else around this world, right? But out here in Vancouver, there's not a lot of, I don't think there's any alkaline restaurants here, right? So when I do go to restaurants, I'll kind of just ask them to, like, take a couple things out so that the food is a little bit So essentially, the food's as stuck to the guideline as it can be, but there is a couple of things here and there that aren't on the guide. But I try to just make sure that all the things are healthy and they're good. And as I've kind of gone a little bit deeper, you kind of just you know, some of you guys out there, like, you don't specifically use the guide as a guideline, but it's not like the be all end all. You know, Dr. Sebi made that guide so that it kind of gives you people that are a little bit newer to this alkaline lifestyle, a basic structure, right, of things that they should eat and that are the least detrimental to the body. But there's a lot of things out there that I use that aren't on the list specifically, but I've kind of like scoured the internet myself, and I've seen a lot of other people talk about the things being good for you and how they should be on the list, right? Because essentially, the things that are on the list are things that are like first generation foods and plants, right? So like non-hybridized foods, right? So things that have seeds in it and that aren't like man-made and that haven't been like the DNA and the structure of it haven't been like manipulated by man, right? And it's just essentially just food that's been God made, and it's just grows and it's always here, right? So I know a couple of things that aren't on the list I use are like I think there are black seeds, black sesame seeds. Sometimes I'll just use that and kind of just ground those up and put those in on top of my foods as seasoning. There's a couple of other things too, but you know, like I said, just as you guys continue to keep gaining more knowledge yourself, right? Like I wouldn't consider myself to be like some sort of professional either, right? So I don't want you guys to just take my word for anything. You guys should always be researching and learning these things yourself, because I'm always learning on a continuous basis too. And every day I'm always going through the process of trying to understand what I shouldn't be eating and what I need at certain times, right? Like I know that there's just specific things that you know that your body needs, right? Your body needs iron, so I'll like and I don't want to be like iron deficient, so I know that in the mornings I normally have burdock root inside of my tea, and I'll also have some sea moss, right? Because I know sea moss, it's really great at getting rid of any like mucus congestion, so I know that I'll put that in there too. And so I'll normally just have those two things with spring water, and just let my tea steep in the mornings when I wake up, and like this is normally the first thing that I drink. And then I'll either have the grade A maple syrup with it or agave, right? And then, yeah, it just tastes pretty good, right? It tastes amazing. I'll have that in the morning. So, like, just the moral of my point, essentially, just kind of get creative, right? Use the internet to find a basic guideline. Like, I've made burgers. I've made Jamaican jerk patties. I've made ice cream. I've made, like, You know what I mean? It's pretty simple, right? Ice cream's simple. You just get baby bananas or, you know, green bananas or whatever bananas, you know, that are on the guide that you guys have, right? That are appropriate. Freeze them. Take them out of the freezer. Put them in whatever it is. You guys might have a little blender or a food processor, whatever it is that can kind of like mix the m like have the actually mix it, right? So just put the banana frozen bananas in. Put a little bit of like coconut milk or spring water or whatever it is that you guys want to put it in, and then just blend it and make sure that it's kind of essentially just like a form like ice cream, right? And you'll see that the consistency matches ice cream and it tastes amazing, right? You can even add your own take into it if you want. Add a little bit of hemp seeds into it before you blend it. A little bit of agave, a little bit of like whatever it is that you want. Be creative, right? And it tastes, and a lot of the times it tastes good, right? Like I know that I've frozen mangoes and I've frozen bananas. I'll freeze both those things. I'll put them in my blender with a little bit of coconut milk and just freeze that and it tastes amazing, right? Just blend it up. It tastes awesome. So like this is just a couple ideas on my take, right? Like even making burgers, right? Burgers is simple. I'll get like oyster mushrooms. I'll just season them, put them in the oven, take them out of the oven, put them in a food processor, put a little bit of spelt flour in the food processor, a little bit of peppers, onions, whatever it is that you guys want, right? You can make it spicy, make it like a little bit more sweet, whatever it is that you guys want, and then just blend it. It comes out kind of like a little patty. Put a little bit of grape seed oil on a little sheet pan, and then just put it in the oven, right? Just form them into burgers, and then just put it in the oven for like 25 minutes, 30 minutes until it comes out kind of like hard. Just flip them. You know, it's simple, right? It's like it's essentially like any other normal burger, right? But in this process, essentially, you'll start to slowly get a little bit more creative, right? I know that when I first got started, it sucked, right? And I was so stuck. I was like, all right, I don't really know what I should make, and like, yeah, you will get stuck, right? But like I said, use the internet as kind of like a guideline and some inspiration, right? I know that I'll see some people make like some like really good pastas, and I'll be like, oh, like, all right, that's my inspiration. Well, I'll just make that. But like when you're first starting out, well, one of the things that I'd suggest is for some of you guys is just kind of stick to whatever you see what their recipes are. So if they're like put etc. like a tablespoon of this, da 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 da, like whatever it is that they're telling you step by step to do, just stick to that basic guideline. And then as you're slowly getting a little bit better, you'll slowly start to adapt it to like whatever it is to your taste, right? And yeah, so that this way you're not like getting off the beaten path and you know, essentially just like straying away from like what it is that we're supposed to be doing. And we're trying to stick to the foods that are on the guideline and stick to the foods that are essentially good for us, right? Foods that are non-hybridized, non-hybrid foods that are actually good for you and that have, yeah, that are actually gonna be good for the body and help the body, you know, get strong with the minerals and oxygen and everything else that it's essentially doing to help the body like heal itself and continue to keep keep you living, right? And keep you actually the your mind and your organs and your bones and everything functioning properly. So that's just kind of just my take on what I do, and I know a lot of you guys might do something a little bit different. Some of you guys are probably like amazing chefs out there, and you guys might be like, you know, this is a walk in the park for you guys, and you guys just make food all the time. That's awesome, right? But I think this is just kind of like a little bit more for some people that might kind of have a harder time always staying to this guide and staying to the guidelines and adhering to like everything that's on this list, because you kind of just be creative with whatever is on the list, and you know, you can make whatever it is that you want, right? So you know, that's just kind of just my take on it. And in this process, you know, if you guys do ever like hit any walls and you're kind of like coming across this point where you guys are kind of like feeling like you know you're gonna end up eating something or you know consuming something that you know you shouldn't really be doing, just go on the internet and search whatever it is, right? Like if you're having like some of you guys might be having like a food craving where you want something sugary, just search on the internet alkaline desserts, right? On Facebook or like on Google or Pinterest, right? Pinterest is a good resource too. I go on all the time, right? I'll just search alkaline desserts and there'll be like a million of them popping up. And they'll come up with recipes and stuff like that. You know, it's just awesome, right? So kind of just use these things as a resource, and so that whenever you guys do feel like you know, you're gonna kind of cave in and give in to your struggles and whatever it is that's happening to you at that moment, just remember like all of us are on this journey together. The internet's a great resource because it's a great way for all of us from around the world to contact each other and talk to each other and help each other out in through this process, right? Because I know that it's a struggle for a lot of us, right? When we're first starting out, like I'm even 4 years in now, and I've you know, I still struggle sometimes, right? Like I've told you guys in some of my previous podcasts, even when I'm going out here and then, like every now and then, right? Whenever, obviously when you're out, like I told you guys, there's not a lot of restaurants here that have like strictly those specific foods, right, that are on the guidelines. So you kind of just work around it and get some of the things that are good for you, and you know that you should be having, and some of the things that aren't good for you, you know, you just don't put those in the in your foods. And you know, even if you're like going to like a shake bar or whatever it is, right? So that's my little take on it, guys. And again, if you guys like this podcast, I'd be more than happy if you guys gave it 5 stars and just shared it with some of your friends. And I'd love to hear some of your guys' ideas, you know, if you guys have any comments or any ideas that you think that would be great and people would love to hear, you know. You guys could email me or just be more than happy to just, you know, just contact me anytime. And like I told you guys, I know that sometimes it's going to be a little struggle, but in this process, just realize that as you continue to keep sticking to these guidelines and these foods, you know, you're making sure that your body's staying in proper working order, and you know, you don't want to be dying in the hospital at the end of the day, right? Like, we all want to be living a happy, healthy lifestyle, and we want all of our family and friends to be living a happy, healthy lifestyle. So, yeah. All right, guys. Hope to talk to you guys tomorrow, and yeah, see you guys soon. See ya.